Welcome to the latest episode of the SEC Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Brad. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, Cousin Shane, everybody's favorite cousin. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, man, another day, another dollar. You know what?
Oh, brother, I tell you what, but spring is in the air. It's not here yet, but doesn't it just make you feel better when it's nice and warm outside where you can go frolic on a golf course somewhere?
Wait, spring is in the air, isn't it? Like February 10th
yeah.
or something?
Yeah. To hell with that groundhog, Mike. I didn't see my shadow, which is unusual. So, yeah, I was out there today. It was absolutely gorgeous. And I tell you, brother, we're another day closer to college football.
Yeah. So I thought, what a fun way to count it down, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the top 25. Well, I think we've done this before, and we did like 10.
Yeah.
I'm doing top 25.
Damn.
SEC games of 2026. And I got them ranked 1 through 25 even.
Oh, you even power ranked those rankings. Oh, man, we are deep in the list season, huh? Hey, I joke, but I do like looking ahead. I think we all do that. We kind of get that schedule out at some point, and we say, hey, you know, if we beat these guys and we're going to win these games, you know, this may be our year. I feel like we all do that, but we don't talk about near enough how important every single game is. So I don't know how you figured out the top 25, Mike, but I'm ready to tear apart your list.
Well, shout out, Balls, go Big Orange. Appreciate you for the donation. Hey, y'all, let's do this. There's a lot of Tennessee on the list, Shane, and I should note that I found a way. I was, you know, I tried not to cheat or anything.
Yeah.
But I found a way to count every single SEC team. I thought that was important.
Yes.
And I didn't kind of like deliberately do this, but I maybe I kind of did, to where I didn't want the whole list to be like
Alabama, LSU, Georgia, Georgia. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, really LSU, because I know that's going to be very anticipated. You know, everybody's wants to see Lane Kiffin and Texas preseason number one. So those teams are certainly on here.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there is a wrong one for some of these teams, if that makes sense, you know?
No, there isn't. Just like there are a lot of wrong distilleries out there, but there's one right one. It's over in Sevierville, Tennessee Legend Distillery. Be sure to check out. Actually, they got a Nashville location as well. Coming in Friday, Mike, hot and heavy. Got the old paint and sip happening, and got a few new beverages they're working on. So if you're not into painting, just stop off in one of those locations. Let them know the cousin sent you. They got some new juice up there that you need to check out. And not only are you going to get a discount, but you'll also get a bonus gift, Mike.
Ooh. New juice sounds interesting.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to convince him. I was like, dude, I get, you know me, Mike, I get these dumb ideas all the time. And then I was like, you know, I sent it over to Brian. I said, Brian, can this happen? Can we make this happen? And he's trying to make it happen. So we'll see if it hits. I don't want to put it out there because it's such a great idea. I'm afraid someone else is going to steal it.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Just keep let us know if it comes to fruition, though, because now you got me curious.
Well, Mike, show up Friday, and after a couple sippings, I'm sure I'm going to tell the whole room.
Hey, shout out Jack, member for 17 months.
Hell
Shane,
yeah.
Good night. Been a while since I caught a live show with the cousins. Hope to see y'all in Como next season. M-I-Z.
I wonder if old Flying Hawaiian's ever had a relationship that long. You know, that seems like the limit. Valentine's is in the air, Mike. I'm just reminding all the cousins, now's the time to get right. Saturday is right around the corner.
Hey, let me ask you, since it's we're getting asked about your diet in the comments,
Shout
out. And then, you know, you said the walks. Have we done any of the walks? You mentioned how nice it is outside.
Yeah. Well, I did, didn't I? I did golf today. Did terrible. But I was out there. Was exercising. Food's going good right now. I'm keeping it simple, brother. I've got a calorie goal that I try to hit every single day except for one. And on that day is like kind of my free meal, you know. So the El Chorito got hit day before yesterday. And I'm always worried about a cheat meal because it's kind of like that segue, that gateway. You know, you just wake up the next morning like, well, I've already fucked up, you know, might as well have this. And was able to get back on the wagon. So it wasn't built in a day, brother, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there one day closer. I'm down now, as of this morning, 48 pounds total.
What's that got to do with the walking, though?
I just walked all the way around it, you know?
Like old Diego Pavia.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting my steps in, but I haven't got... You know what? I made a bet. I will go do a mile right after the show.
Okay. I don't believe you.
I mean, I could just tell you what I... Unless something happens from point A to point B, I mean, there are a few obstacles. It may start raining or something like that. And I may have to try something else. But no, I promise. After this, I'll go ahead and get it. The first step's the toughest step. So let's go ahead and get that rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's only midway February.
Yeah.
This has been on the tables since late November.
Well, I was waiting to see if he'd be eligible to return, Mike. I thought we'd celebrate with a walk.
Without further ado, Shannon, we got 25 games to hit on here.
Yeah.
Top 25 games of 2026.
Yeah.
And also, I should note, you know, there's some decent non-conference games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit about those. Come on, man. I want SEC on SEC action. People will mock this, but, you know, if it's like Kentucky versus... South Carolina. I'd rather watch that than Texas, Ohio State. I really would, because we got SEC teams. You know what I mean? Well, so that's the way I've always been.
I'm kind of the same way. And with the expansion of the games, you know, now there's going to be nine SEC games. There's even more, I think, going to be coming away from there when we're going to be looking back talking about elite matchups. So, it'd probably be pretty tough. There are some good non-conference games, but I'm with you. I'm all about the conference here. So is there any that – I mean, did you have a list? I know you're making a list, top 25, but obviously there has to be some that you're like, damn, I can't believe I got to put these outside the top 25. And you don't have to do it now, but I was just curious if it was that hard, because 25 games – that's a lot of games, so I was just wondering if there was a handful that you were just like, maybe I kick them back out.
Nope.
It's the perfect list. Very good.
I mean, there's just so many. I'm trying to project. You know, we all know. I don't know if we all know, but I think we all have a strong feeling of who's going to be good.
Yeah.
But. You know, we could be wrong. And so there's going to be a lot of games that people are, you know, basically I'm saying the teams that are going to be ranked preseason pretty high.
Yeah.
Those games are kind of easy to predict, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think I got a pulse enough on the SEC to where there's several games where under the radar too. So it's kind of a mix of all of them.
Yeah, I got you.
But you're right. 25 is a lot.
M says, you know, we all have heard gateway drugs. Shane has gateway foods, and that's the truth. That's the truth, man. Peanut butter is the one for some damn reason. I it leads to from one peanut butter sandwich to give me another tablespoon of that. So
Emily says Shane wants me to rank every damn game.
Let's do it. Start with Vanderbilt.
Maybe we do that. It's a long off season, you know?
It ain't going to be that long, I promise you. It speeds up because we'll have, I mean, here in a couple weeks, we're going to have spring games, spring practices anyway, starting to kick off. And then we'll have, what's the timeline? Then we have coaches in June, I believe. They're going to meet down in Florida. And then we'll have, of course, media days in July, and then August they're on campus. So I mean, It goes by quicker than
it's
you
think. It's basically tomorrow. No.
I mean, it's right around the corner here.
All right, number 25 on the list, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm trying to go off the radar a little bit here. But I think this could be a sneaky, good game. I'm going Mississippi State.
Yeah.
At South Carolina, Shane. Week three of the season. Not one where I think a lot of fans are going to have circled necessarily.
Yeah.
I think both these fan bases will have it circled. You know, both the first conference game
mm-hmm.
for each of them. That was a big reason why I picked it. And also, I think Mississippi State with their new quarterback, Kamario Taylor, Shane, this is one where I think they, you know, maybe they're just laying in the weeds here, and they're a lot better than I anticipate they're going to be. This is going to be their opportunity to prove it. And I was on with, I can't even recall if it was you or someone else, but basically we were talking about South Carolina
mm-hmm.
and the wheels coming off. Not that we're predicting that, but it could, right?
Yeah.
I think all the pressure in the world is going to be on South Carolina to beat Mississippi State at home. And I'm not saying they won't. I'm saying they probably should. But this will be a game where all of a sudden pressure – oh, God. I mean, they may not let Beamer coach another game. They lose Mississippi State. You know what I mean?
I know.
And it'll just be a proven game for Mississippi State. So I think this is one that deserves to be on the list.
Brother, trust me. Yeah, nobody worries about Mississippi State until they worry about Mississippi State. And what I mean by that is this ain't the same team from 3 years or 2 years ago. You know, this is a football team that had put a lot of people through the ringer. Hell, Tennessee Vols barely escaped, a game over there in Starkville. So, but it's a good team. We're all talking about, you know, how good this quarterback can be. You know, they're all excited about their new defensive coordinator coming back. I mean, there's a lot of things that can happen, but I think Jeff Lebby's fighting for his damn job, man. I'm putting it out there. I feel like he has the most pressure top three at least, most pressure jobs in the Southeastern Conference. And if they don't have success, then I don't think that they retain him. But that being said, I feel like there's a handful of games that Jeff needs, and South Carolina is one of them. So I'm right there with you, brother. I feel like this is a big one. The big one for me, though, will be South Carolina, you know, because, again, daunting season coming up, but, dude, you trip right out of the gate. Your first SEC matchup after you've blown two teams out of the water. Yeah, this thing could get unraveled real quick.
And I think it's fair to say these are the two coaches on the hottest seat in the SEC. So whoever loses, I mean, their seat's just going to get hotter.
Yeah.
And I don't think most people realize, Shane, that Mississippi State, they had a better record in South Carolina last year. You know what I mean? So, again, you may look at it like, oh, this ain't going
to
be a game.
Somebody went to a bowl and somebody didn't, you know?
Exactly.
But
all right.
You ask a South Carolina fan, they don't even talk about Mississippi State. You tell them about their schedule, they'll rattle off four or five teams before they get down there.
Right. All right, how about another one? Similar vein here, Shane.
Yeah.
Kentucky, Week two. How about that, buddy? Mm. Alabama at home. First conference game of the Will Stein era. You know, this is another team that I'm pretty down on Kentucky.
Yeah.
I think most people are down on Alabama, too. But Kalen DeBoer, I mean, he trips up in these games for whatever reason. On the road. You know, this is going to be a big opportunity for Kentucky to prove that this ain't the Mark Stoops era and that we're going to make some noise this season.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Shane. I just feel like Kentucky's a complete wild card. And if they're going to sneak up on somebody, I think it's got to be Alabama here. And again, I'm not saying they're beating Bama, but this is an intriguing game. because I don't know what to make of Kentucky, and I don't think anybody does until we see him in this game here against Alabama.
Well, I think that's the big thing. There's not going to be a lot of people watching Kentucky football this year, Mike. But second week of the year, I think it is the first SEC game of the year. You know, everybody's going to be they're going to probably be tuning in just to see what Bama's putting out there at quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Right. And it's going to be all about Kalen DeBoer. Kentucky will not get enough respect coming into this game, but it's also that debut. It's that taste in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, it's Kentucky, or it's, oh, you remember Kentucky? So I feel like it could go either way, but it's more of a, for me, a temperature gauge to see how far along we are up there in Lexington.
And what if, Shane, what if Alabama starts the wrong quarterback? You know, because they're going to have this competition.
Yeah.
You know, they give it to the redshirt freshman.
Yeah.
What if Austin Mack is, like, not ready for I don't know, whoever it is. You know, what if it's – that happens all the time in college football where you start the wrong guy and you don't realize – Alabama's not going to realize it. Whoever the quarterback is, he's going to look like $1 million against East Carolina. And these fans are going to say, God, we got another Heisman winner, you know? And then you go on the road and you drop a game to Kentucky. You know, maybe that's what it takes to flip the switch, change the quarterback, and maybe Alabama's off and running. So it's not even going to kill you if you lose it. You certainly shouldn't lose it. But if you do, maybe that's a silver lining. Maybe we figure out, we had the wrong quarterback in there.
Yeah, well, I mean, and again, how competitive is the game? Because I even think a close game, Kalen DeBoer, his seat may warm up a little bit. You know, you were talking about hot seats. And I'm not saying Kalen's there, right? But, you know, expectations pretty damn high in Tuscaloosa. And if they're not hitting it, then I think, you know, there's going to start being some people asking questions. So it's an intriguing matchup. Does Lance Hurd go to a concession stand? Do you know? I mean, that's what we want to know. Does transfer tackles, do they all go up there?
All right, how about number 23?
Yeah.
Again, another off-the-wall type game here, Shane. But give me the Vanderbilt Commodores. Week 4 at Auburn. Shane, what is Auburn under new coach Alex Golish? What is Vanderbilt post Diego Pavia?
Yeah.
Vanderbilt has owned Auburn.
Yeah.
Now, again, I think their fans will say, well, that was because our idiot coach, and I would tend to agree with them, right? But that's, to me, why this is a big deal for Vanderbilt, because this is an opportunity to prove it doesn't matter who our quarterback is. We are rising up the SEC charts. And I think there's an excellent chance Vanderbilt's 3-0. So right there, there's some motivation. We'll see what Auburn's record is, but Auburn will be coming off of a Florida game that I think will be a very tough game. So I'm not saying they're going to be coming off a loss, but I think it's either a loss or a close win over Florida. So I think there's a lot at stake here. And quite frankly, I think there's a lot at stake for Alex Golish, Shane, to where – this is why we're bringing this guy in here, to not lose these games, to turn around. I mean, Auburn's one of the most proud programs in this conference.
Yeah.
You can't be losing to Vanderbilt every year. Now, they may excuse it year one, but I don't think the Auburn fans will ever excuse it, to be honest with you, losing to Vanderbilt at home.
No, we didn't. Shit, we jugged Hugh Freeze through the mud every time he lost to Diego Pavia, you know? So, yeah, I feel like this is one of the main reasons that Freeze is no longer there, is I think you hit the nail on the head. But I will say the path for Auburn, right? I think when you're talking battle tested, and that can go one way or the other, I feel like Auburn's got a little bit of an edge here, you know, on the road to Baylor, which, again, neutral site game. I feel like that Florida matchup is going to be absolutely massive and pivotal. But if you go over to Vanderbilt, look what they got prior to. Let's switch it over here.
They got nothing but a cakewalk.
That's what I'm saying. Then all of a sudden we're like, hey, maybe this freshman quarterback's the real deal. And then all of a sudden you're curb stomped by them Auburn Tigers. Not saying that's going to happen, but I'm just saying it could happen. And if it does,
you just hate Vanderbilt.
Well, How do you fix that, Mike? How do you fix that narrative that Vanderbilt sucks? You come out here and you beat Auburn week four. You start the season 4-0. Ball's in your court. You've done well to this point, but is it Diego Pavia or is it Coach Lee has got these Commodores on a new trajectory? So this is a prove it year for me. And then after this, I believe him.
I totally believe him. I think he said that last year, too.
Third year's the charm.
All right. Ooh. You know what I just realized?
What's that?
This list may be 26. I may have miscounted.
I knew there was
26 games of the year, but whatever. Let's go to Mizzou, Shane. Give me A&M at Missouri, Shane. This is a little bit of a budding rivalry.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to call it a rivalry, but Missouri fans, I know they sure as hell hate A&M after what they've done to them the last couple years. There's just a little quirk in the schedule where there's a couple of these, but this is one of them where A&M's had to go to Missouri back-to-back years. That's just due to the new format and everything. But point being, Shane, I think there's an excellent, excellent shot that Missouri's undefeated.
Yeah.
By week six. So that'll be the A&M game.
Mm-hmm.
And A&M, you know, I think probably at worst, they're a one-loss team.
Yeah.
They may be undefeated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, again, I'm projecting out. I think this could be a really good game. And this is going to be yet another opportunity for A&M to earn a big road win under Coach Elko. And this will be an opportunity, I think, for Eli Drinkwitz to prove that, you know, that his program's got some sustained ability, which
yeah.
I think that's a big question mark going into this year.
Yeah. It feels like if any of them trip out of the gate, then nobody's really talking about this game. But if you know, and again, it could happen, they're undefeated, then we're saying, why? So is game day going to be at this? You know, I feel like it could be one. It's like a seesaw, whichever way it goes. But yeah, brother, I feel like this could be an awesome, awesome matchup. And honestly, could have some implications later in the season when we're trying to get some of these teams, like, do they deserve to be in the college football? You know, those conversations that we have at the end of the year, why a 9-3 team or a 10-2 team needs to get in. It's we go back to these games and say, well, they got manhandled by this team. So yeah, right. that could be a hell of a matchup.
And Williams says Troy will upset Mizzou week one.
Oh.
I feel like when the Cousins get crazy.
What do we gotta say to snip that? What do you say?
Clip it. I feel like Williams got to own up to it if he's wrong. I mean, that's a pretty bold take.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to put on? You want to do some miles with me? You going to take some of these miles away?
He should, shouldn't he?
Yeah. At least 2 miles, you know, at least 2 miles.
All right. Number 20. I don't even know what number. Yeah. I think this is 23.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, no, 22. All right, no, okay, this is 25, I'm pretty sure. I just don't know how to count to 25.
So many numbers.
How about this one, Shane?
Yeah.
I know you've been waiting.
Uh-huh.
I know you've been waiting. Give me Tennessee.
Yes.
At Texas A&M.
Oh.
I think that'll be a good one. Late in the season, week 11. Last time these two faced.
Yeah.
Tennessee won, but it was in Neyland Stadium. Last time it was in College Station, A&M won. So I think this could be a really good game,
mm-hmm.
one that we've not gotten that often, but we will start to get more and more in this new look SEC.
Yeah.
I think this is two of the best coaches in the conference, Josh Heupel and Mike Elko. Both of them have made the college football playoff the last 2 years. This very well could be a playoff elimination type game late in the season when Tennessee goes to Texas A&M.
I can't help but think. We used to love Boo Carter, you know, because of this game. So, I feel like, brother, this one could be absolutely dynamite. We've even talked about going to this game. This could be kind of a play-in spot. I'm trying not to get the cart in front of the horse, but I do feel like these are two teams that get brought up in that conversation of right outside, bubble teams, if you will, for the playoffs next season. And who knows, this may be a play-in game for one of those teams.
Yep. All right, number 21, Shane.
Yeah?
We haven't talked Ole Miss yet.
Mm-mm.
We're about to, buddy. I'm trying to find their schedule. Ole Miss on the road at Florida. I think it's going to be a sneaky good game here, Shane. Florida hosting Ole Miss. Week 4 of the season. I think this is a little bit of a crossroads type game as well. I think Florida thinks, you know, they're a better program than Ole Miss. I know Ole Miss thinks they're a better program than Florida. So maybe this will get decided on the field here. We've already had John Summerall, Pete Golding 1.0 last playoff.
Yeah. We'll
get it again here. And this is a big opportunity for Pete Golding to showcase his program can go on the road in this conference and win. It's an opportunity for John Summerall to show that his Florida program ain't going to lose to these teams anymore, buddy. So give me Florida hosting Ole Miss.
Florida hosting Ole Miss. Oh, man. Buddies, you know, friends, pals, you know, acquaintances. It all changes week 4, right? you know, I feel like that's kind of a fork in the road, you know? I'm trying to figure out, is John Summerall further along than we thought? Is Ole Miss, you know, are they back? Is this just a sustained program? They don't need old Kiffin anymore? Yeah, I feel like that one right there is whoever loses that game is going to have a rough season. That's what it feels like to me.
And let me ask you this, Shane, because Tim is 1,000% right. Mm-hmm. Ole Miss has been a better program than Florida 6 years running.
Yeah.
That's a fair statement and an accurate statement. But who do you think will be favored? Florida hosting Ole Miss.
Florida hosting Ole Miss? I would say Ole Miss. By like a field goal. Yeah, I mean, it'll be close. It's not going to be like a 10-point spread here.
I would disagree with you. I think Florida will be favored. But again, even though you're kind of on the fence.
Yeah.
What if Ole Miss loses to LSU? Does that change your opinion at all?
If Ole Miss loses? Yeah. It just depends. I mean, it depends on the game, right? If it's a close one, too, I have more confidence with Ole Miss roster right now than I do Florida.
Okay.
And more, well, I probably should say
even
this.
Tim says Florida will be favored.
I have a lot more confidence in Ole Miss quarterback than I do Florida quarterback. So,
right.
Trinidad going down to the swamp, man, that could be a good game for them Rebs.
I just think that despite being the better program for many years in a row, I think the odds makers, you know, again, the prestige will still go to Florida.
Yeah.
Now, does that matter on the field? Hell no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. But you got to keep winning these games if you're Ole Miss. Otherwise, this is going to be the narrative.
Yeah.
You know, that it was just a short blip. And you can't sustain it. But games like this is how you win people over on that narrative. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I just, like I said, it's a fork in the road. This is more of a, probably the biggest temperature gauge of both programs on any schedule. And going into late September or 1st of October, then we're saying this is either a bowl team or, you know, this is a team that, you know, could make. I'm not saying I can't give everybody college football playoffs, but I do think that Ole Miss feels like they're going to make it back, right? I mean, is that crazy talk? I feel like Ole Miss, especially with Trinidad coming back and everything that what you call him, Cheat Golding, was able to retain. And I feel like Ole Miss is kind of there. They're back in the spot. But I think Florida, more importantly, they just want to get back in the mix. And that's that 8-10 win season. And all that goes out the window if you're losing to a team like Ole Miss. And I'm not trying to belittle Ole Miss, but I just feel like Florida Gators feel like, hey, this is our year, man. We got our coach. We got our guys. We'll freaking do this thing. And it's at home. The swamp will be alive, son.
Mm-hmm.
Swamp's back. Swamp Kings 2.0.
Well, here's another one, Shane, that hopefully is back. Maybe not for Alabama's sake, but there's more Alabama to be discussed. I feel dirty putting this game this low, Shane. But I'm going Alabama hosting Auburn in the Iron Bowl, of course, number 20. First look, Golish versus DeBoer. Auburn's got to, turn this thing around when it comes to this, well, the entire program. But this rivalry in particular, these are always, if the game was at Auburn, it'd probably be higher up this list. But first opportunity for Golish to win the Iron Bowl. I'm never going to leave the Iron Bowl off a list like this.
Nor should you, but I still think it's way too low for the Iron Bowl. Because, I mean, it's the Iron Bowl. I mean, I know it's tough. It's tough when you're putting 25 games together, Mike, and to not just do rivalries, but there's a handful of rivalries that are different, and this is definitely going to be one of those. And one thing that I love about this new kind of mash, people that aren't familiar with Golish, the dude is like a smartass. I mean, he is. And I mean, there's just Google handshake Golish and you'll see what I'm talking about. This guy takes things personal. So I feel like this rivalry is going to be even more, I don't know what the word, hated. Yeah, because I always hate when the coaches, I don't feel it with the coaches. You remember when?
You don't like when they're buddies.
Yeah, like we were watching the Egg Bowl and it was the Pirate and rest in peace and Lane Kiff. And it's just, he's grabbing his face mask there. You remember that? It was during COVID and whatnot. It was very playful or whatever. But, I like my coach saying shit about me, I feel like you're going to get that with Golish. You won't get that with DeBoer, but I guarantee you DeBoer will do it with the scoreboard if he can. So, right. Yeah, this one has it. This one has potential to move way up your list the more these two face off.
It feels like we're just waiting for Alex Golish to throw some gasoline on this fire, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, he's
and you know it's coming.
It's coming. I can't wait to see him and Drink get mad at each other, Those dudes are him and Beamer get mad at each other. There's just a couple of those that I just feel like it's going to get personal real quick.
Now, Tennessee plays Auburn.
Yeah.
I don't have it on this list, Shane, but if Auburn beats Tennessee, could you see Golish coming out and being like,
yeah,
they haven't been the same since I left, you probably wouldn't quite say that, but something of that nature.
Maybe, but I do think that it would be one of those. I don't know about the relationship between him and Hopple, because Hopple did bring him in. Right. And there may be a little buddy right there. Like, how they always talk about group text. Yeah. Pretty sure Hopple and Golish are on one of those. So I'm not worried about them getting after each other.
Okay. I just thought.
But I do see a few of these personalities floating around this conference that I can see Golish butting heads with.
Okay. All right. Hey, first time, Shane, that we've talked Oklahoma on this list. Number 19, we've got Oklahoma at Missouri. How about that, Shane? I mean, that was a damn blood feud. You were at this last one in Columbia.
Yeah.
Missouri hasn't forgotten their hatred of Oklahoma. Now, the game was a little lackluster last year, but they moved it to rivalry weekend.
Yep.
So I'm wondering if that gives it any extra buzz. If Missouri, I don't think it would be that Wild, if they exceed expectations, this could be a play-in type game for them.
Yeah.
And if everything goes according to plan for Oklahoma, it could be a play-in game for them. So I think there's a lot on the line here for Oklahoma at Missouri.
Man, I love how much Oklahoma hates Texas, but I love how much they're really starting to hate Missouri. You know, it's just they're there. And it gets a little like it goes away for a minute, but then you see a basketball game, or then we're going to see a baseball matchup, and then football comes around, and we're going to hear all the shit talking prior to. And that's, again, this has become one of my favorite rivalries, and I got to see it firsthand. So, yeah, there is a bad taste in Oklahoma's mouth when they went up there and squandered that one in front of Cousin Shane on the damn Jumbotron. But, buddy, new stadium, you know, they're going to come in there and try to get there. So, and plant their flag, if you will. So, I'm looking forward to that one, man.
And I always like these matchups, Shay, where like one side is like, well, this ain't a rivalry. And then the other one, it really is.
Yeah.
And that team's the home game or the home team. You know what I mean? Because it just, they got the advantage with that. It just, you know, those are the ones where it really sneaks up on you, I feel like.
Yeah, look at all these codes. Choklahoma. I just love it, man. Not a rival. Broklahoma. No, these are good. These are
we
great.
We have about a dozen rivalries in this conference that are not a rivalry. You know what?
Yeah.
That at one side or both says is not a rival.
Blood feud. Oklahoma doesn't view Zoo as a rival. All respect, but people keep trying to make this more than it is. Yeah, that's what we all say, right? You know, I don't have an eating problem, but I'm just, my thyroid's all fucked up, you know? what's your definition of a rival? You know, I feel just
big boned, Shane.
Yeah,
but,
that's it.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's so many of these, right?
Yeah.
Arkansas and Missouri, Arkansas, LSU, Florida, Tennessee, on and on and on. It's comical to me.
Mobile home. Oh, shit, man. You got some good ones, man.
All right, speaking of Arkansas, Shane.
Yes.
Another one for the Razorbacks. How about it, buddy? I think, how about Week 10 at Auburn, Shane? Ooh, Arkansas, Auburn. This has been a fun series, and you know, I didn't realize this, Shane, but I was just looking at over some stats. Again, I think I told this to you the other day, but Arkansas has got a better record than Auburn the last 5 years. I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear that.
Yeah.
And hell, Arkansas just went 2-10, and they still have a better record than Auburn over the last 5 years. And Auburn people are saying, well, hell, we just had some idiot coaches. Well, it's not like Nick Saban was coaching Arkansas either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can't have that excuse. But another reason I like it, Shane, this guy right here, Ryan Silverfield.
Yeah.
And Golish. They faced off multiple times. I believe Silverfield's got a winning record over Golish.
Mm.
So take that for what it's worth. But these coaches are familiar with each other. And these are the games, Shane. I was trying to pinpoint games. I mean, obviously, if you're an Arkansas fan, you're like, well, hell, I'd love to beat Georgia. I'd love to beat Texas. And hell, I hope you do. For your sake, I hope you win these games. But I think if we're being realistic, there's like, maybe there's like two or three where you're like, hey, if I think we could realistically win these games, and it could be the start of a great year one for Arkansas. And the one I had circled was Auburn.
Yeah.
Because maybe Auburn's a huge disappointment. I mean, hell, I haven't, but most people hype up Auburn every day of year.
Yeah.
Who's to say they're not going to shit the bed again?
Right, yeah.
And look what they have before this, Shane. Tennessee, Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss. That's all in front of Arkansas game.
Yeah. Man, let me ask you this, and I don't want to reveal the list, but do you have any more Arkansas? Because it's not that I don't think that this is going to be an important game, but You got it pretty high on this thing, man. What are we at? Like 17, 16? What are we 18? At 18. It feels a little high. This should have been maybe a 26er, in my opinion.
Right.
You know, maybe on the outskirt looking in. But I don't hate it, Mike. I just, again, we're talking about some new coaches, and that may change things. Who knows? Silverfield may say, F this guy, you know? And then all of a sudden, it gets real. You know what sucks? Losing Arkansas. You know what sucks? Losing Auburn. So one of them's got to do it, and I feel like you can't really, you know, kick off this this coach quarrel without having something like that. So, yeah, I can get behind it.
All right, moving on to number 17, Shane. Back to Mizzou. How about this one, Shane? I think it's flying under the radar here. Mizzou at Ole Miss, Shane. Two of the winningest programs in the last 4 years in the Southeastern Conference. I think the team that wins this game is going to have a good year. I think the team that loses it is probably not going to have a good year. I think it's that important for both of these teams. So give me Mizzou at Ole Miss.
I got to ask you, because
Austin Simmons factor, too. Don't forget.
We're getting a lot of this in the comments, Mike, and this is your list, so I'm just curious. You've got the Iron Bowl underneath that Auburn, Arkansas. Would you like to move that? Would you like to move it at all?
No.
No. Okay. All right.
Because, again, this is for 26, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's a good shot, Shane, that Bama's like 8-4.
Oh, shit.
And I've already said Auburn's, my prediction is 7-5.
So there's nobody.
So what the hell are we playing for in the Iron Bowl, you know?
Yeah.
I almost didn't even put it on the list, but I was like, it's the Iron Bowl, you know?
A lot of split households there. I mean, I don't know how many trees you got in your front yard, but you're about to lose them all tonight. You know? Oh, shit. Okay, I'm sorry. They were asking, and I was thinking the same way. What were you saying? What was this one? I'm sorry.
Mizzou?
Yeah.
At Ole Miss. Two of the winningest programs of the last 4 years in the conference.
Yeah.
I said I think the winner's going to have a good year. I think the loser's going to have a bad year. I think it's that critical to the season for each of these.
Yeah.
And don't forget the Austin Simmons factor. I don't think he's like against Ole Miss or anything, but they got Caden Lee as well, the receiver. So, I mean, again, bad blood is probably not the right word, but familiarity.
Yeah.
I just think this potentially is a huge game for both of them.
Well, for me, too, what makes it a big game is, you know, there's some of these games that you're seeing that all the cousins, except maybe the fan of that team, you're saying, okay, that's a win, you know, that's a win. There's no reason we shouldn't win that game. And then this one could be close. And I feel like Mizzou's saying that about Ole Miss. Ole Miss is saying about Ole Miss may think they're going to run over Mizzou. But I'm just saying, this is going to be one of those games, those coin toss games that either make or break your season. Or the reason we're sitting here saying, you know what? He wasn't the guy. They should have got a new coach, you know? Or, you know, I just don't know Drink is going to be – I don't know if he's fitting the mold up here, you know? So I feel like this is where you get a little uncomfortable as a fan if you lose this football game, because both of them have got some extremely tough games after. So you're going to look back at this one and say, damn, we should have got that one when we had a chance.
Right. Well, you know who does have a chance, Shane?
Woo day a pig.
Yeah, woo day a pig. We appreciate you.
Thank you, cuz.
Love the optimism, Mike. We need Shane to replace your chick's ass. ASAP. Get up there, Shane. Get to Fayetteville, fix this program. You know what?
Hell yeah. I'm on my way. Yes, sir. Too soon.
All right, number 16, Shane.
Yes.
This is another good one. A&M. At Oklahoma. How about that, buddy? Both these teams made the playoff last year. Mm-hmm. Could be a lot of big stakes here. Obviously, former Big 12 rivals. you know, similar color patterns. Two of the best coaching jobs at the SEC last year. So what's your thoughts on that? A&M at Oklahoma.
Boy, that's a good game. I like to have seen that one more time in 25, you know? Where's it at?
Oklahoma.
I mean, how could you not love this game, Mike? this could potentially be a game day. I mean, we're talking two playoff teams here. Yeah, brother, this would be a absolute barn burner, and it could go either way. So,
how about shout out Derek Cole coming to the night? The battle of can't beat Texas.
Damn,
and he's not even a Texas fan.
No, he's not. No, he's a big Vanderbilt fan.
All right, how about number 15? Shane, I've talked a lot about this game already.
Yeah.
All off season. I think this is a huge, 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 huge game, Shane. Florida at Auburn, week 3. Mm-hmm. John Summerall, Alex Golish. One of these men will be crowned this evening. One will be run out of town. I kid him, but not that harsh. But again, I just think the winner is going to have a good year. I think the loser shall not. I think this will be a measuring stick game for both these programs that expect to be competing for the college football playoff. Both of them expect that they just hired a really good coach. And I just think there's a lot on the line week 3.
I don't know if you're putting this list out there tomorrow on Twitters, but they're going to look at all the Auburn games you picked and they're going to say, wait, why is I just can't get past that for some reason. I think the most important game on the schedule will be Alabama just because of the implications that game always has. But this one right here could be the reason that we don't talk about the Iron Bowl. You know, if Auburn drops to the Florida Gators, then I feel like there's 5 other losses probably on their schedule, just depending on where it's at, especially if it was it's at home, you know? So, I can get behind it, but it's also talking points. It's we're saying, hey, we're trying to figure out who got the best hire right now besides LSU. We can put it down to either Florida. I feel like either one of these coaches are going to be the one that take the reins of the next best in our conference, and it's an early start. So, yeah, I like it.
What but about Chi Golding? You just going to overpass him?
No. I think he's different. He's like he's not in the same grouping.
Okay. We kind of already know about him.
Yeah, he got the coach in college football playoffs. Did you not see that?
Well,
Yeah. So, no, I think he's a little bit different. I think Silverfield, Kentucky, Auburn, and Florida are kind of in a group of their own.
Okay. Well, you know who else is in a group of their own?
Who's that?
Oklahoma.
Oh!
Because they're playing at Florida, Shade, week 10 of the season. This is up there for a big reason because Oklahoma the Swamp, Shane.
Yes.
And it's not one that we've gotten, obviously, historically. So we're going to get that. And, buddy, did they laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh when Texas went into the Swamp and lost? They will be laughing if they find out how damn difficult it is. Now, thankfully for them, it's a little bit later in the season. Won't be as muggy. But I've already called this one, Shane, and I've called it as an upset. Give me the Gators, Oklahoma at Florida. I think that could be a really, really good game.
See, I feel like when you're putting a list like this together, I mean, I'm kind of reading your cards. It feels like you're expecting a big season from the Florida Gators.
Oh yeah,
and if you're not expecting a big year from the Florida Gators, then you're saying, "Well, this isn't a ball game." So, I feel like you're a little high on this one because I'm not in the camp that Florida's bad, but I'm not in the camp that this game's going to matter on November 7th. That's just my opinion.
I mean, worst case, what is the record for Florida? Worst case.
worst case, coming into this Oklahoma game, I would say, let's see, one, they're beating the Camels, two. Let's say, shit, I say Florida's potentially a 3 or 4 win team at this point. Yeah, I mean,
John Summerall?
No, let's go back.
Guy wins everywhere.
Auburn, Ole Miss, I think, is a coin toss. So let's say 0.5 for that one. Okay. Mizzou, South Carolina, 0.5. They win one, they lose one.
Texas, I think they're beating both of them.
That's fair. Texas and Georgia, I would have them underdogs, and I don't think they're going to
beat Texas
either.
Last year.
Yeah, they're not going to beat Texas again. So that being said, Mike, we'll see. What does that give them? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 wins? Yeah. I think they're 4 and – yeah, they're in rough shape. I can't do math, but 4 and 4 at this point.
Right. But all right, let's say – and that's worst case.
Yeah.
I think they could beat everybody that final month and go 8 and 4.
Mike, there's no doubt in my mind. That's just where we're at. It's the conference.
If you go 8 and 4 – yeah. Year one at Florida.
Success.
I think he's coach of the year candidate.
Yeah. I think he's up there.
But it's got to start with that by beating Oklahoma.
Hell, 7-5's improvement, Mike. You know, so
right.
Even if you lose to Oklahoma and then win the last three games, that's fine too. I just don't think that this game, this Oklahoma game, is the one, like the linchpin that where is John Summerall the coach of the year, or is he just, you know, he needs time? So I don't think that. But again, I'm not trying to criticize your list. I think.
Well, we also got to look at it as first time Oklahoma in the swamp.
Yeah,
that's why it's pretty high on the list for me.
Well, and they were kind of forcing us to make this a rivalry. Remember that? That was like, hey, oh, yeah. Be careful. This could be the third game right here. So it's not. But if this Florida team turns out to be really good, just delete this podcast. It never happened.
Well, it's not even so much that.
Yeah.
Do I want to watch the Iron Bowl for the 200th time? And I don't think either team's going to be that good.
Yeah.
Or do I want to watch I don't know if it's ever happened before, but let's just pretend it hasn't. Oklahoma at Florida.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's ever happened.
Yeah. I don't think it has.
They've played in bowls.
Yeah.
But not in the swamp, right?
Right, right. That's a good
that's
point.
That's what we're ranking here. Speaking of that, similar, Shane. Yeah. We haven't talked much Texas. How about Texas at Tennessee, battle for UT,
baby.
Number 13 on the list. Same kind of deal. How often we get Tennessee and Texas in a regular season? I can't even remember the last time that happened, or if it ever has. I'm sure it has at some point. But this should be a hell of a game. Josh Heupel, Steve Sarkisian, Arch Manning. I believe Tennessee had a famous Manning at one point.
Yeah.
So, you know, the storylines write themselves here. What team is Peyton going to be rooting for?
The Vols. But he wants Arch to have a good game, you know? Just wants the defense to lose it for him. So, this is going to be a good one. And there's going to be a lot of questions leading into this game about the real UT and all that. It's just a lot of orange, a lot of different shades of orange. Because I'm telling you right now, Texas fans, Tennessee Vols, I don't know what it is, but there's not like there is a correct orange, but we don't all do that. We there's like 5 different, 10 different shades. Hell, we were wearing Texas orange at some point until you guys joined the conference. So, it's going to be a glowing program glowing game on that one, but I'm looking forward to it for sure. That's going to be an awesome, awesome matchup.
Well, one you may not be looking forward to, Shane, but we still got to play it.
Yeah.
Number 12 on this list. Tennessee at South Carolina, Shane. I've already predicted this one, too. South Carolina gets the win.
Mm-hmm.
We've done it before. They've broken those hearts. We get Shane Beamer, Josh Heupel. this was building into a hell of a little rivalry there.
Yeah.
And then they took it away from us for 2 years. So thankfully it's back on the schedule, but it could be a lot on the line or that one.
Go back to, so I want to, so what is, who do we have? Kentucky? Man, they really whiffed on the old Halloween game here, right? Oh, I guess we got a bye week. Yeah, maybe we still wear, oh no, we're going there. Yeah. Here's, I'm replaying this in my head, Mike. This game right here, it sucks that we missed it the last couple of seasons, but man, there was some, I'm telling you, that 22, man.
Yeah.
There wasn't, out of all the teams that Tennessee faced, there wasn't one team they hated more than South Carolina in 22 and 23. So, yeah, it took a little while to kind of wash that off of us. And
do you remember the next game, South Carolina at Tennessee, and the whole stadium was chanting, F you, Rattler. And he threw the big pick six.
Yes. Oh, man, that place, I mean, it exploded when we had that pick six. Yeah, but there was another pass that Tennessee had way down, like in the 5 yard. Remember that one? It was like an immaculate reception against the sideline. It was a great game. But more importantly, it's always a great game between Tennessee and South Carolina. There's been some pissed off fans walking away from that stadium. So I wish it was in Neyland, but you know. This one's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun game.
Hey, shout out Tracy. Give us $20.
Thank you, cuz.
Might be the best game. The real UT wins. Go Vols.
Yes, sir.
Tracy's talking about Tennessee, Texas, of course. But, hey, last thing on Tennessee, Carolina, though.
Yeah.
Again, I'm probably going to do this next time we meet. I'll have all these written up.
Yeah.
But this is, again, maybe I'm overblowing this whole thing. Tennessee at Carolina, eighth game in 8 weeks, while Carolina has 2 weeks to prepare. I mean, ooh. I think that's a major advantage, you know?
Yeah. They've been sitting on the couch, not paying attention, you know? Lethargic. Real men coming to work, baby.
All right, how about number 11 game on the list, Shade? We've got Florida. Georgia. How about that? We haven't talked much Georgia yet, and we'll talk about plenty of them here. But Florida, Georgia, and how about this, Shane? In Atlanta.
Ugh.
Little mix-up there. But Florida, Georgia, first John Summerall, Kirby Smart battle. Man, at Florida, I don't care how bad they are. They play Georgia really well. You said you figured me out. I think Florida's going to be good. I think they're going to play Georgia even better now. How about that?
Mm-mm-mm. I want to shout out B. McGyver, you know. I mean, come on, cuz. Thank you for gifting that membership. That means a lot. I think, brother, this what sucks is when this game's no fun to watch, you know.
Yeah.
And if you've had a lot of Florida on this list, this may be the one that I agree with, because I just want this rivalry to be fun, man. I just want it to be back and forth. Because why? Whenever it does go back to where, you know, where the world's largest outdoor cocktail party will be, Mike, I want to be there, but I want to go to a hostile environment that you don't know Georgia's going to win or Florida's going to win. This is that step. Step one. I'm not saying Florida needs to win this one, but they need to show that, hey, give us some time. We're going to be there. So, yeah, this is going to be a great game. I think so.
All right, number 10 on the list, Shane. Third Saturday in October, Shane. Big stakes game, Neyland Stadium. And I think both these coaches – they both need a good season, Shay. They need, I know Alabama just went to the playoff, but yeah, they lost some critical games. They got blown out in some others.
Yeah.
Alabama at Tennessee is, you know, this has turned into a nice little rivalry after it being dominated by Alabama for years and years and years. Tennessee's got a nice little streak in Neyland Stadium on Alabama. This is my number 10 game.
And what was it again?
After all that hyping up, I'm yelling.
Like, I'm reading
these. Quit being like Marler here. Tennessee, sorry. Bama.
No, yeah, third Saturday in October. Why wouldn't it be? This the reason I like it is it's going to be back in Neyland because we sure shit can't win down there in Tuscaloosa. So if this is going to have a shot, it's going to be in that one. But, yeah, it's going to be an awesome this game right here, brother. I go back, I guess it's 22, right? Was that Jalen had 5 touchdowns, I believe?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you just don't know, man. You just don't know what it's like because we went through 20 years, it felt like, of losing to Alabama to now finally be able to just get a puncher's chance, and now we're winning them. Shit, I don't want to lose that. So, yeah, of course it's going to be higher up on my list, but Alabama's like, yeah, it's just another game. Just another game. We're going to beat them again. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, I'll tell you what's not just another game to Bama, Shane.
What's that?
Number 9 on the list, Alabama at LSU. The hated Lane trade has returned to face you, Bama. Now, he's never beaten you.
Yeah.
Maybe. This may be his best shot. Now, again, every time he's... You know, had a team that looks capable of beating Alabama. They always fall short. But going on the road, Alabama at LSU, this is arguably their best rivalry. And now I think there's more fuel on the fire with Lane Kiffin down there in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, this one. The job that he really wanted. No, I'm just kidding.
He's got to prove it to them that he can earn it, you know?
I just feel like this game, this team will always be personal for Lane Kiffin, right?
Yeah.
And Kalen DeBoer, I don't feel like he cares as much, but the fans do, right? The fans do. This is the game. This was always the game that CBS – made a second one for, you know, they always had a bye week going. Did they got a bye week for this one? They both doing the bye week thing?
Oh, yeah, they always do it.
Yeah, yeah. So they'll have the bye week coming into it. But this was the game that always decided the West. This was a game that always decided who's going to be in the SEC championship, potentially a BCS or college football playoff. Yeah, and I'm expecting nothing less. This one right here, brother, loser – is out, winner's in. That's what it feels like. So, yeah, I can't wait to see this one.
DeBoer never lost LSU. Kiffin's never beaten Bama. Something's got to give at some point. Shout out. Woo, day pig. Would the internet break if we get Marler on the show?
Yes. We've tried it. We've had – it's not good. It's not good. The screen's not big enough for the three of us, you know.
You know what is kidding. You know what is good though, Shade?
I wouldn't mind getting together. It's a little hard on here with the three screens, but if we did get all together and maybe even rope Steven in, and I think that'd be kind of fun, just kind of have a round table.
Okay, well we'll talk about that sometime.
Yeah.
Number 8, Shade, Texas at Texas A&M, buddy. Now, this one's been number 1 in years past, but A&M can't seem to get over Texas, so I don't have a lot of confidence they could do it. But it is in College Station, so that, you know, there's a glimmer of hope there. But, man, these games have, after, what is it, a 12-year layoff.
Yeah.
These games have not been very good, but I'm hoping this year is a little bit different.
Well, you know what's different? Having Gamecock Vinny on. Thank you, cuz. I had Sark 3 on the coaching hot seat. Sounds crazy, I know, but it's going into a 6th season. Missed the college football playoffs outright last year. No natty. Got a feeling of bad news without a run in 26. Thoughts?
Fire his ass. You know,
brother, I said last dance. It gets thrown around, but I do feel like this is it.
Is it playoff? It's got to be playoff or bust, don't you think?
At least playoffs. You got to show me that we're moving in the right direction. You got the quarterback you want. You got the players you needed. This is it. You had every opportunity to change anyone on your coaching staff. The excuses are done. This is the year Texas needs to make a run.
Yep.
Or
you nailed it.
Or someone's getting... I don't think he gets fired. I think it'd be like, oh, my God, he found another opportunity. You know?
The next East Carolina coach?
Absolutely. Then we get Cignetti on the phone and say, hey, you like Austin?
You know who they'd hire?
Cignetti. They'd hire whoever they want.
Saban.
Nah. I felt like Saban had one more year and he wasted it.
I think they'd get Nick Saban.
I don't think so, man. Saban always reminds me, I think I've said this before, of every Detroit player, you know, uh-huh. Barry Sanders, Megatron, where like they literally retired just to get away from Detroit. And then they're like, oh man, you know, he'd be good. What if Megatron? I'd pick him up on my fantasy team just in case somebody picked him up, but he never came back, you know? So I feel like that's the same thing, Nick Saban. Eventually, like Steve Spurrier, we're going to say, you know what? I think he's really retired this time, and I think he's really retired. Won't be long. It won't be long. Kurt Herbstreit will be chasing him around the studio, you know, like he used to do with Lee.
All right. Way off the rails here, Shay. Number seven game. LSU. A lot of LSU at the top here.
Yeah.
At Tennessee. How about that? Week 12, number seven, Lane Kiffin's return to Neyland. Last time he was getting thrown golf balls and mustard bottles and all kinds of craziness.
Yeah, I got something for you, Lane. I'm coming for you, buddy. My aim's a little better now. No, this is going to be an awesome one. I mean, this place is going to be tore down. They may not even let us have food and drink inside there. You know what I'm saying? Just to make sure nothing makes it to the field. This is obviously a coach Tennessee fans absolutely hate. But more importantly, this is a team that LSU fans, you know, they remember the last time we met and it wasn't pretty, you know. So I feel like there's a little animosity there as well, but I'm looking forward to it, brother. A rematch. That's what it feels like. Feels like a rematch.
Well, hey, it's funny you say that, Shane.
Yeah.
Number six on the list. Don't dismiss this game. This has turned into a hell of a series, too. Give me Georgia. At Ole Miss, Shane. How about that? Ole Miss beat them in the Sugar Bowl. Ole Miss beat them in Oxford.
Yeah.
Georgia beat Ole Miss in Athens. I mean, this has turned into what hell of a game here. And I don't want to say the programs are on equal footing, but they're number one and they're number three in the SEC in the last 5 years in winning. So, I mean, it's undebatable. These are two of the top three over the last 5 years.
It is. Massive. This could have play. We're getting into that, I would imagine, on your list, just losing a game. It's like a make or break. And I feel like Ole Miss, you know, they'll have a couple that are on the fence. Georgia, I mean, I want a team. I don't necessarily need multiple teams. I need a team to step up and be the alpha dog in this conference, you know? So when we send these guys to the playoffs, I know after 3 years of not having it, we're going to have a national champ. And is that Ole Miss? Maybe. Is it Georgia? Maybe. But whoever wins this game is going to tell us. So, I love this one, brother.
Okay. Well, sticking with Georgia. Number five, Shane, Georgia at Alabama.
Oh, I knew they'd be on the list.
This is always a good game. Number five, well, except for the SEC championship last year. But other than that, I mean, these are historic games. Kirby DeBoer, that has turned into a nice little coaching matchup.
Yeah.
Until the SEC championship, DeBoer was 2-0. Remember last year, the regular season, what a damn classic game that was. I think this is – now, I'm down on Alabama, but these are the games where DeBoer out-coaches and finds ways to win. So if you were to tell me Bama beats Georgia at home, I'd, I'd believe you. I don't think that's crazy.
No, no. It's this game. I know it feels like a little later this season, but is it too late in the season? You know, because I feel like committees and all this, you know, all this shit that decides the future of the conference. Does the loser of that game, are they eliminated?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah. So does it, but it, because of that, does it lose a little of its special edge, if you will, because we may see them again in the SEC championship again or something along those lines, or maybe in the playoffs together?
Yeah. No, I think that's fair. Yeah, but I think that's kind of the sport now. You know what?
Because you've talked Ole Miss, Georgia. I just feel like there may be a team in that may be fighting for the lives. Alabama, Georgia, I feel like, yeah, they may lose, but they're going to get another shot at it.
Yeah, we say that.
Yeah, I know. I know. And then Ole Miss beats Georgia, and we're like, right. Oh, well, shit.
Then they're done, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be a good one. Two good teams.
How about number four on the list, Shane? LSU hosting Texas. Buddy, Texas at LSU, week 11, number four game on the list. Sarkisian, Kiffin, two buddies, offensive-minded guys, quarterback coaches. And they got a lot of defensive talent to work with, too, in each spot. So this could be a playoff eliminator.
It could just be a barn burner. It could just be an absolute bloodbath, and all the shit talking coming into this one and the controversy coming out of this feels like a controversial game. Like something's going to happen and we're going to say, there's Texas.
There is no doubt that the loser is going to be blaming something. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
The penalty. Hey, why did they call that face mask? You know, they're stealing signals, something.
They're going to have one of those epic videos where it's 5 minutes of holding, like slow down, targeting. Yeah, there's going to be some controversy coming out of that one. But, you know, this is why you hired Lane Kiffin to come down here, right, to win these games. Why? Because that's what LSU used to do. They used to dominate this conference, and they're not there yet. And Texas, like I said, on that last dance, this is one that – I'm expecting them to win. And if they don't, then all of a sudden I'm saying, you know, maybe Steve isn't the guy. He's a good coach, but is he a great coach? I feel like to be a great coach, you've got to do great things. And he's been falling short here lately.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. All right, number three, Shane. Again, I think this is flying under the radar too.
Yeah.
Give me Georgia hosting Oklahoma. How about it, buddy? Week four. Again, both these teams made the playoff last year.
Yeah.
The two best defensive coaches, defensive teams in the league, going toe-to-toe in Athens. Georgia, Oklahoma, I believe the last time they faced was in that epic, epic Rose Bowl college football playoff that Georgia won and advanced to the national championship. Can't wait for this one. Oklahoma at Georgia.
Yeah, I'm just looking. This was, man, Oklahoma's got a tough little stretch there. At least they got a bye after this one. But Georgia, this is, I mean, I'm not saying anything, but sandwiched between Arkansas and Vanderbilt, you know, you may think that Georgia's just going to roll them, but I don't know, man. I don't know. The closer we get, the more we talk about Oklahoma. And I do this. Every time you have an Oklahoma guy on, Mike, it pisses me off. Because I'm like right back in there, you know? I'm like, I keep saying, you know, Oklahoma, I figured they're going to be like fourth, fifth in the conference. Then you get a guy on, and I'm like, you know what? If they do get it all figured out, they may be going to the SEC championship. So, brother, to do that, you got to beat Georgia, right? And you can do it. This isn't an Oklahoma team that takes a massive step back for the talent they lost last year. In fact, I'm more worried a little bit about Georgia and the new people that they have getting it all together by this week. So, yeah, it's probably a blessing you got them early, but it's still going to be a great, great football game. And honestly, game day is probably going to be at this one.
Oh, yeah. No, I have little doubt here.
Yeah.
All right, well, speaking of Oklahoma, I got one more with them, Shane.
Yes.
Number two, most anticipated game, 26, Oklahoma versus
Texas.
Texas. Come on down to the Red River here, Shane, where, man, hearts are broken, legends are made, and, buddy, they don't care what you did any other game of the year. This is the one that stands out. Give me Oklahoma, Texas, number two most anticipated game of 26.
And I'm hoping and praying that we get to go to this one, Mike. This is the one. But we want it to be good, right? We want both teams to be vying for that dominant side, you know? So I'm looking forward to this one, brother, because, you know, as short-lived as they've been in this conference, I already see. I mean, here we're talking. Look how far Iron Bowl is down on your list, and we're talking Red River, number two. And I can't argue with one's more important than the other this season, because I do think that whoever wins this game, brother, may be winning the whole damn thing.
Well, you might be right, Shane. But there's one other game that I think tops even that one, Shane.
Uh-oh.
Give me Ole Miss hosting that quitting bastard Lane Kiffin. Come on, Dan. There's no doubt about it. LSU at Ole Miss. Week three, most anticipated game in 2026. The cheater versus the quitter. Who's going to win here?
They say I just want State Fair food. What? True. Brother, this is the game. Like, I understand Ole Miss. Ball fans understand Ole Miss. And it's going to be so good. I'm so happy that we don't have to wait too long. I was afraid that this would be like a year three thing, you know, when I first found out, or that, you know, when they do go, they're going to have to go to LSU. No, you've got to go back. And there's no hiding from it, you know. Lane Kiffin's one of those guys. He just tries to ignore it, you know, so it goes away. Can't hide from this one. You're going to have to walk right back in there. A lot of people that you were, you know, kissing ass with not too long ago to get what you wanted, and then you fled in the middle of the night. I feel like, brother, this one's going to be absolutely epic. I can't wait to see it. Can't wait to watch it. And, again, I've got some of these if you guys need it. Just let me know. Hotty toddy.
Will you agree that is the number one game on your list?
Yeah, just because the stories, right?
Right.
I don't think that it's going to be the best football game, I should say that, to watch. But I am excited. It's almost like when Texas came back over here, and then it was Texas A&M. Brother, we talked about that. As soon as we found out the Longhorns were coming back, that's what we kept saying. Like, damn, can't wait to watch that Texas A&M game. So I'm right here with this one. I can't wait to see Lane Kiffin walk back into Ole Miss and see what that looks like.
You know what else I can't wait for?
What's that? Row Tide.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll
Thank you,
Tide.
Cuss.
Always showing up for them boys in
Tuscaloosa. Twice as nice,
baby.
It's Steve.
Thank you, Steven Up. He gifted Hobby Hangout. Hobby, welcome
to the family.
And then we also got Brandon McIver, gifted Paladin Gutter, cool name. Paladin, welcome
to the family.
Courtesy of Brandon. We appreciate you, buddy. Anything else here, buddy, before we hop off?
No. Going to get off here, watch a little b-ball. Got the balls on later. Got baseball cranking up, man. I mean, it is a good time of year, but it won't be long. We'll have coaches talking again, and we'll be sure to bring that to you. So I appreciate all the cousins hanging out with us, and I appreciate everyone that took time to donate, and more importantly, all those that decided to hang out with us. Please hit that thumbs up on your way out, though. That would mean a ton.
Yeah, we got some guests lined up for the rest of the week, so stay locked in to the channel. Until then, we will catch you on the next one.
All right, see you guys. Go ball.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.